Today is Labor Day, the first Monday in September. This is the day that we celebrate the working person. But did you know that more than 1 in 7 adults in our country cannot hold a full-time job or attend school because of a disability? What's more discouraging is that most families feel that they have to cover up mental, physical, and learning problems. Tuck it away and maybe it will go away. Shut-ins often are shut-outs because their disabilities make us uncomfortable. No one has seen or sensed suffering as Jesus did. He had been in the ministry only a few months when word spread of his miraculous powers and huge crowds followed him everywhere. Shut-ins with every imaginable disability turned out in the hopes of hearing him and touching him. Like most large crowds, the people were noisy as they swapped stories of what Jesus had done, traded thoughts on who he might be, and speculated about what he would do next. One woman, whose disability had made her an outcast for 12 years, thought she could safely lose herself in the crowd and somehow work her way unnoticed to this man who was the center of attention. We don't know her name. Jesus referred to her only as the daughter of Abraham. We know only that she'd reached a point of desperation, pushed to the brink by unexplained and out-of-control bleeding that had sapped her strength and her savings. Not only was she a shut-in because of her sickness, but she was a shut-out because of the nature of her sickness. If she had lived today, she would probably be part of the millions of people that are invisible. For 12 years, she had suffered from an illness that no one wanted to discuss. Not only was this woman believed to be unclean, but anyone who touched her was considered unclean. The woman who slipped through the crowd towards Jesus that day was clinging to a small hope. She had been untouchable, unclean, and impure for 12 years. She had exhausted all options. She had visited one doctor after another, had spent all her money looking for a cure. Because of embarrassment about her condition and her loss of strength, she might have been tempted to stay home. What's the use? She could have thought, there's nothing that can be done for me now. I've tried everything. There's no hope. Or was there? What about this man named Jesus? Her options seemed to be exhausted, but maybe she faced a decision. She could have shrugged her shoulders and accepted her condition, or she could square her shoulders and take a leap of faith. A lot of people think that hope and faith are identical. I see them as being definitely related, but definitely different. With hope, there is doubt. Things might work out or they might not. With faith, there is assurance, no doubt about it. How many times have you said, let's hope for the best, or I hope the best team wins, when you know the outcome is a toss-up? It could go either way, but you hope it goes your way. Hope is passive. You wait for a decision with your fingers crossed. On the other hand, faith is a step beyond that. Your belief is more permanent. You take actions based on what you believe is going to happen. The woman in the scriptures probably heard stories about Jesus' healing power. At first, she didn't want to listen. She wanted to protect herself from another disappointment. For 12 years, she had dared to hope so many times, and had been frustrated so often. Still, if there were even the slightest chance. She began to wonder, could it be possible? Would this time be different? At some point, she passed from hope to faith and received her healing. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.